Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 67.
From the suburban hood of Buffalo, that's the place up north where you need to go when you want hot chicken wings or cold snow. I ain't got style and I ain't got flair, but I got this song about derrieres, and if you got one, then say hell yeah. Tie your shoes and crack a smile in the air. Don't get rid of it like hair with hair. Be proud of it, gotta love it. Say ain't no booty like the one I got. Cosmo style or some mix-a-lot. If it's little or a hell of a lot, looks like heaven.
Holy she got
one butt, two butt, red butt, blue butt. Everybody talk about, you know what, B to the OOT, why not? Shake your money, make it, and show me what you got.
Come on, people, clap your hands if you know your booty's in demand. Oh, come on, people, clap your hands if you know your booty's in demand. Slap it on the left, slap it on the right. Come on, keep it going like a hoe all night. Come on, people, clap your hands if you know your booty's in demand.
Where everybody's got one, yeah, it's true. And thank God that it's split in two. Where my breakfast, lunch, and dinner passes through. Do dooby doo, that equals poo. But come on, go on with your big bad booty, tootie, fruity, y'all, Rudy. What a hell of a patootie. I can hardly stand it when you stand up and snap, crackle, you shake your thing and pop. High and tight, a load to the ground. Wherever you go, you gotta drag that thing around. Got no choice, cause it's attached. Like a car that you drive, open up the hatch. Rev that motor, let's go for a drive. Give me that room inside. Oh my God, I just can't stand it. In fact, I demand it.
Come on, people, clap your hands if you know your booty's in demand. Oh, come on, people, clap your hands if you know your booty's in demand. Slap it on the left, slap it on the right. Come on, keep it going like a hoe all night. Come on, people, clap your hands if you know your booty's in demand.
Hey there, guys! Thank you for downloading this latest episode of Bear Podcast. This is The Nard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston. Well, I'm recording this on a Tuesday around 10:25 p.m. And just a while ago, I came from the Tuesday Bear Dinner, and we ate at the Black Walnut Cafe at Rice Village. It's nice to see some friends, you know, old ones and new friends there. Patrick, Jerry, Ray, John. I also accidentally backed up on a text writer bear, Sean. His name is Sean. Boof. Also, hello to Charlie. I also got to meet up with new friends, Steve and Caleb. Yeah, Caleb was there. Caleb is a new listener of Bear Podcast, so we talked about the old episodes and the new ones that we have in the show, and he's been trying to catch up on the episodes. Thanks, Caleb. At the dinner, I also got to meet Sean and Jeff, so they've heard about the podcast, so probably they'll listen to it too. So that was my evening, and I enjoyed it a lot. Tonight, well, whatever time it is. Oh, yeah, it's evening. well, it's going to be a full show. But long as the previous episodes. I have a guest musician, Bear, from Buffalo, New York, and his name is Kendall. And you've heard his song earlier. It's the Booty Song. So you'll hear more of his music in this episode. And I have a few shout-outs, plus a surprise for you listeners. And we're going to have a raffle. So I'll tell you more about it later. So stick around, guys, and enjoy the show. Last weekend, I went to New Orleans. Yes, it's good to visit New Orleans and see Mike. I had a great time there. I got my iPod loaded with podcasts, of course. You know me. I drove in Friday night. When I was bored on the road, I thought of checking my email. I got an email from Party Boy Polly from San Francisco, and he told me that our friends JD and Ian are there for the weekend. Yeah, so it's a good thing I have JD's number, so I called him up. When I reached the French Quarter, I met JD, Ian, and Tim, Shortstack Bear, at the Rawhide. So maybe you guys know Rawhide, huh? Well, we wanted to take pictures, but we can't. The bartender would kick us out. They don't allow photographs taken in the bars there, especially at night. I think you can do it during the day, but that's okay. So we just had a beer, and then afterwards, called it a night. I headed back to see Mike. So the French Quarter was not that busy at all. It was, you know, it was weird for a Friday night to think it's a Memorial Day weekend. So on Sunday, Mike and I met up with the JD, Ian, Tim. We had fun hanging out with them during the trash disco at Cafe Lafitte. Of course, they played Love Is in the Air and, you know, the routine whenever you play Love Is in the Air. We all did the whole napkin throwing routine. It's always fun. I think it's JD and Ian's and Tim's first time to do it. Well, after that, we all went to Rawhide. We always go back and forth, Rawhide, Lafitte's. You know, they raised their cover charge there to $5. Before it was $3, now it's $5. And you get to buy a $3 Bud Light with that chip. They give you a chip as a pass. So it's just outrageous. The price is just too high, even for a holiday. So we just, well, I don't like paying that much for a cover charge. Anyway, so we just hanged out there. And oh yeah, by the way, I saw some people from Houston and Dallas. So shout out to Jamie, because it was his birthday on Memorial Day. It was funny that for his birthday, he was doing a lot of belly rubbing. He was on a belly rubbing mission. Since he's turning 30, he has to rub 30 bear bellies and cub bellies. I thought that was cute. So he ended up rubbing our bellies. And, you know, he just enjoying himself. Well, it's good to see JD and Ian and Tim last weekend. So you guys can see their pics on the website. I'll post it on my live journal also. By the way, Shortstack Bear, Tim, is in the Bear Films calendar 2006. I think he's on November, I believe. Yeah. So, check him out. One of the places to visit in New Orleans is the New Orleans Aquarium. It just reopened recently. Why am I mentioning this? It's because they've been closed for about 9 months due to Hurricane Katrina. During the hurricane, there was no power, no water, and no one to maintain the place. Of course, everybody evacuated. But it's a good thing before they evacuated, they were able to, you know, to evacuate the animals. But a lot of the fishes, you know, died because there's no water, no food. And, you know, they had to evacuate the penguins even to another city. It's really a tragedy back then. But now they're building up again. So it was a surprise for me. Mike took me there. And there were a lot of people who visited. They replenished their supply of fish, sharks, and many other sea creatures there, which are donated and provided by many generous organizations around the world. And the penguins that were there before, they're now back, and as if nothing happened. They're very cute to see there. Well, this is just another one of the sights to see in New Orleans, if you ever guys go to New Orleans. However, what's going to happen after the next hurricane?
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
Nard?
Hello.
Hello, what's up?
Hello, Kendall. How are you?
I'm feeling a little sick, man. I don't know what happened, but I'm like, I don't know, kind of sick to my stomach. I think we had some buffet barbecue thing at work today, and I'm like, oh, I'm serious. I don't know what's wrong with me.
What kind of buffet? Is it some kind of a Chinese buffet?
Oh, no. We had just steak and stuff and green beans and everything, but... So I just got off the toilet like 2 seconds ago, so...
Oh, wow. Okay.
I feel a little bit better.
I should have called you earlier then.
No, that's okay. I just may have to go again while we're talking, but...
Oh, okay.
What
is it? Wait, I didn't catch. What city are you in right now? I don't know where you are right now.
What?
What city are you in right now?
Oh, Buffalo, New York.
You're in Buffalo, New York. Okay.
Yes. Yes. No. What city are you in?
I'm in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're in Houston. Oh,
yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah, so, okay. How's the weather there? Is it cold, warm, what?
It is fucking freezing.
Ah, okay.
No, it's really cold. It's like probably in the 30s right about now. No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, really?
I swear to God.
Well, I just came from a bear watch. It's about 80 degrees, I think.
Where was that?
Here in Galveston. It's it's in the beach of Houston, near Houston.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, we had a bear run then there with Houston area bears, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, well come up here and hibernate with me. Oh my God, I'm fucking in a cave and fucking light a fire. It's fucking unbelievable.
Oh, so yeah. Okay, so what else do you do there? I mean, what do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun?
Yeah, they're not.
I jerk off a lot.
Ooh, I want to watch.
Well, let me see. Just go to bearporn.com and. yeah. So what I do for fun? I really, honestly, like. I don't know. I don't do that much. Like, I work and I work on my music and I go out once a month to Bear Night here in Buffalo and that's about it. You know.
You work on music. Some of the listeners may be, not familiar with your music. What kind of music do you play?
Well, I guess I would say it's pop as a blanket term.
Okay.
But I also would say that it's rap, although, and I might even use the term hip-hop for some of the things I do, but I think that a lot of people wouldn't agree with that, but... It's definitely rap. I mean, I don't sing as much anymore. I pretty much talk in most of my songs.
Oh, I see.
So,
you have CDs?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I have a bunch. Yep.
I feel bad.
Yeah, in fact,
CDs.
I was supposed to send you some. Just gotta give me your address so I can send you some.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah. Where can people get your music? Is it for sale?
Oh, well, God, there's a million different places. Woobie Bear Music put out my retrospective, Rekindled, last year. So you can go to Woobie Bear Music, or you can go to. I have a MySpace. For Kendall to go to listen to like a lot of the new stuff that I'm doing, you can go to kendallshead.com to see my videos and listen to some of my stuff.
Ah, I saw your videos before. Mm-hmm.
So which one did you see?
I don't know what song was that, but you were facing a poster, I think, and you were dancing in front of it nude. That's hot.
Oh, I think it was Permission, maybe. I'm not sure.
Ah, okay.
Oh, the one where I was naked. You said, oh, yeah. God, how can I forget about it? That's Flesh, yeah. Did you see that on my website? Or?
Yeah, I did. A long time ago.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Thanks. I'm really proud of that video because that was the first video that I did, and I did it by myself using a really cheap program. And I thought that conceptually it really worked and it really made a lot of sense with the song. It was just, I'm really proud of that video. And I was asked recently by the Paris Gay and Lesbian Film Festival for that video to be in their film festival this year.
Oh, wow, okay.
And, yeah, and I was like, wow, thanks. You know, the guy got to my site and checked it out. The only problem is that video, originally the files were a certain type, and I transferred them over to another type, and the quality is really shitty. Like, it looks great on the computer and when it's small, but when it's blown up, you know, to anything bigger than what it looks like on the computer, it's not very clear, and it's kind of bad and grainy and stuff. But I sent it to him anyways, along with the new video, Hip Hop Dykes, which I'll be getting onto Logo TV. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be getting it on there this week. Is when my friend has a connection there, and he's going to be giving him a call tomorrow. He's a producer and television producer, and I'm really psyched about getting the video on there because I think it's great, and it probably will help me. You know, who knows what? We get some exposure and all that good shit. So.
Oh, you're exposed, all right. Well, I heard a lot of feedback about that video of yours. So, you know, it was here in Houston. Some people would tell me, "Oh, you seen Kendall's videos?" Oh, really? Yeah. So I had to check it out.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah.
Which one, Flesh? You mean or Hip Hop?
The one with permission, and the other one, the one you made, the one you were naked in front of.
Flush.
Okay, all right.
Flush.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, that's cool. These people are talking. That's cool.
And that was pretty much the time when I first saw you perform at TBRU last year. Was it last year?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then you pretty much had a good exposure there, and my friends in. Here in Houston, wanted to check out your website, and it's kendallshead.com, right?
Kendall's right, head. Right, okay. Exactly. Well, yeah.
Do you perform anywhere else besides, you know, making videos and making audio? Where else do you perform?
Well, live performances, I've had to take some time off because I performed a lot last year. I traveled around a lot, and towards the end of the year, my voice gave out on me.
Okay.
And I have some voice problems. I had nodules like 10 years ago, and they were removed, and my vocal cords are really touchy. So, you know, which is why I don't really sing anymore, which is why I rap now, which is a lot easier on my voice than singing. So I stopped performing for a while, and I'm starting to perform up again just this month. I'm going to start here, and then I'll be down in Nashville in July, and then I'll just start booking a little bit more, you know, regularly. But last year I performed all over, you know, the United States and Canada, doing different bear runs and gay things.
Yeah. So when's your next bear run that you're going to be at performing?
The next one I'm going to be at is, there's a new bear club in Toronto called Bears of Toronto, and they asked me to host it. So I'm going to, well, not the whole event, but the they have a contest, a Mr. Bears of Toronto contest. So I'm going to host that, and I'll be performing a couple songs there during the event. And,
awesome. Wow.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. Toronto's a great city, and they had a great bear group that kind of dissipated and then became something else, and then they had another group. And so now they're trying to sort of, I think, get a more unified bear group up there, which is cool because they should, you know, because they're a great city and it has a lot of potential, you know.
Yeah, but probably colder too.
It's about the same as Buffalo, which right now is way cold. But I love this area because the summers here kick ass.
Mm-hmm.
They really, really do, because it's not like down there where you're, you know, roasting your nuts off. I mean, it's pretty. The summers here are beautiful. The winters suck. But summers are great. But that's why we come down to you for the winter.
Okay. You know? Yeah. That's why you come to Dallas, like, TBRU last year.
Dallas, I've been to a few times. But my brother lives in Houston. So I actually come down there and do a little bit of visiting in the winter.
Oh, that's right. I heard from someone, from Goofy Cub, I believe.
Goofy Cup, yeah.
Yeah, from Jerry. He mentioned that you're going to be in town. Oh, didn't, but I was but the weekend that you're in town, I was out of town. I was in New Orleans. So, we could have done this earlier.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Anytime. I'll be down there again this year for sure. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. Just let me know. We can hang out. Yeah.
I like that city. I think it's fun. I think it's real cool.
Yeah. So, okay. I'm actually going to do some interviews also from people who are going to be performing at Bearpalooza. You're
going to
be there, right?
Yeah. Great event. Yeah. I'll be there. I'll be doing two shows there down there. I'll be doing one on Friday night and then another one on Saturday.
Oh, okay, Saturday. Oh, okay. When is it going to be?
That is the weekend of July 29th.
Oh,
I think it's the 28th, 29th, 30th, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll try to contact the people from it's hosted by the Music City Bears, is that right?
Hosted by Music City Bears, mm-hmm. and Freddie Freeman and Bearpalooza are doing all the music, so, mm-hmm. you know, and putting the whole Bear Jam thing together. So, yeah, this will be my second year down there, and Nash Vegas is pretty cool.
Yeah, I need to contact them also. I'd like to have them in the show one time because, you know, we're all here for the Bears, of course.
Yeah.
I'd like to go.
I
really want to go to Bearpalooza, but I don't know if I could take time off on that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. I'm lucky that month because I get an extra day off on my weekends. But you should talk to Freddie Freeman for sure because he's amazing. And he's the one who started Bearpalooza, and he's the reason why I'm sort of in the position that I am in now. You know, mm-hmm. because I really didn't, when I first started, when I decided to just focus on my music, I was doing drag for a living, and I quit drag to sort of go after my music, and mm-hmm. Freddie was the first person to take interest in me after I got my stuff onto Bear Radio. And Freddie was like, hey, you know, come down and play at Bearpalooza. And I had no idea what it was or anything. So I went down there, and that kick-started the whole thing for me. So, he's a really important person to me, and he's amazing. So you should talk to him. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, probably soon, yeah. Actually, yeah, I'm going to Robert Smith from Music City Bears told me about him, so I'm going to contact him one of these days.
Very cool. Yeah, Robert Smith, I love The Cure.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Well, it's really great to have you in the show at last.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's good talking to you. Like I said, I'll mail you down a CD. Or a couple or whatever, and just let me know where to do that.
I'll send you an email, my PO box. Yeah, so. All right, so thank you for being in the show, Kendall.
Oh, no, thanks for having me, man. It's awesome.
All right, talk to you later.
Take care.
Hot drunk guys, you're good to go. Hot drunk guys, I love you so. Hot drunk guys, you're so fucked up. But if you ask me, you ain't fucked enough. No way. Hot drunk guys, so big and so.
Okay,
dumb.
How about some Bear events, guys? Okay, these are Bear events outside the U.S. Here is one from Bristol, United Kingdom. It's called Bristol Bear Fiesta. It's going to be on June 16th. Okay, let me read the blurb here. Third great year, and it's bigger and more fun than ever before. Three welcome parties, two boat trips, the Bear BQ, Big Bear Extravaganza, and the Wet Fur Party too. Come along and join in the furry fun. Full details on the website. Yeah, check out the website at bbf3.co.uk. Okay, another one. Here's another one outside the U.S. Southern Hibernation in Melbourne, Australia on June 19th. Wow, it's going to be a week long. Okay. This annual week-long event runs from June 19th to 25th at various locations throughout inner city Melbourne. Wait, hold on. Let me check the website. Southernhibernation.com. Okay, let me see. Southern Hibernation is the largest bear event in the Southern Hemisphere. Over 500 bears attend the week, culminating in the Mr. Australasia Australasia Bear Contest 2006, which sees
bear contestants from all over Australia and New Zealand compete for the national title of Mr. Australasia Bear 2006. It's hard to say that. Australasia. Anyway, check out their website at southernhibernation.com. Okay, how about a few shout-outs here in the Frapper map? Rock Cub from Cincinnati, Ohio. Hello there. And thanks for posting in the Frapper map. Another one is from Asheville, North Carolina. He's Smokey Cub. And one of the new listeners, Gazy Okay, is that it? He's also Gazy Okay in LiveJournal. Hello there. And let me see. Where is he from? Oh, from Salem, Virginia. Okay, let's see. Richmond, Kentucky, K31169. So, yeah, he's from Richmond, Kentucky. And of course, Caleb. So, yeah, I had dinner with him today. This evening, I mean, at the Black Walnut Cafe in the Rice Village. Okay. There's another one. Oh, it's an interesting name. Kung Fu Bear in Saltash, is it? Saltash, England, United Kingdom. Kung Fu Bear. Cute picture there of a teddy bear in leather. Okay, here's another one in New Brunswick, New Jersey. He goes by Alioth. Is that it? Alioth. Very cute. Hey there, Alioth. Okay, so those are the guys from Frapper. Thank you for posting. If you want to post your name and location, just go to www.frappermap.com/bearpodcast. Okay, I have a few more here to say hi to. Yeah, Ricky B from Fall Monkeys. Hi there. Pinoy Boy and Cesar. They're both Filipinos and they listen to the podcast. Hello, guys. Kamusta kayo, pare? One more. Daddy Todd, yeah, he posted something about the Trendy Bears issue that we had a few episodes ago. Yeah. So if you guys read his post on, it's pretty long. It's on episode 64. Thank you, Daddy Todd, for posting. All right, one more shout out to Marco in Italy. Yes, he has a bed and breakfast there in Rome, Italy. It's called Honeypot, I believe. So if you visit honeypot.altarvista.org, and if you're in Rome, probably you can stay at his bed and breakfast. And by the way, Marco, if you're listening, I'm wondering if your windows are clean. Yeah, it's an inside joke between us. Anyway, so yeah, he goes by host RM34 in Bear www. So if you get the chance, check out his Bear profile. All right, I would like to thank Kendall for being in the show. And the first song that I played on top of the show was, what is it? The Booty Song.
The Booty Song?
Yes, that's right, The Booty Song. And I also played Hot Drunk Guys. And now I'll be, during the end of the show, I'll be... playing Born to Rock in Bed. Yeah, so thank you very much, Kendall, for letting me play your music. Speaking of your music, okay, guys, I have a treat for you guys. Kendall sent me an extra CD of Ain't Love Queer album, Plain White Paper. Yeah, he gave me an extra CD, and I'd like to do a raffle. So, yeah, it'd be great. First, I'm going to do this. Okay, so all you have to do, if you're listening to this, just send me an email. It's very simple. Just send me an email at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com and put a subject on it saying Kendall CD. Okay? Yeah, I'll do the drawing, and whoever wins, I'll mail it to you. Okay? So it would be great if I could even have the winner as a guest in the show. What do you say? Okay, so send your emails by June 15th. And that's pretty much around the Houston Gay Pride. So I'll probably announce the winner by that time. And, you know, I'll, of course, I won't be missing podcasting during Gay Pride. Okay, so yeah, send me your email. That wraps up the show, guys. Send your comments at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com and leave me voicemails at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. And I'll be able to play that in the show. Visit the website at www.bearpodcast.com and you can also post comments there. You can find Bear Podcast in iTunes and subscribe to it. Just do a search in the iTunes directory for Bear Podcast. Just one word. And when you get the chance, you can write a review there. Okay, so that's it. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed the rest of the week. Many wolves and many hugs.
I was born a rockin' man.
Oh, yeah.
I was born to raise the dead.
Alright.
I was born to rock all night.
All
and to keep the party tight.
All night.
I was born to sing a song.
Okay.
If you're born to dance, sing along. Get down and bang your head.
You
I was born to rockin' bed.
Come on.
I was born to rockin' bed.
Sing along.
I was born to rock in bed. Good God. I was born to raise the dead.
Right.
I was born to rock all night and to keep the party tight. I was born to sing a song. If you're born dancing sing along. Get down and bang your head. I was born to rock and bend. I was born to rock and bend. I was born to rock in bed. Good God.
Oh, it feels so good to rock. Like a brand new pair of socks. Like a brand new pair of underwear. Make me wanna do my thing down there. Anywhere for that matter. Say you're sex proof, I'll make you shatter. If you're sweat proof, I'll make you splatter. Not too much, cause you know I like them fatter. I was born to rock and bed.
I was born to raise the dead. I was born to rock all night and to keep the party tight. I was born to sing a song. If you're born to dance, sing along. I'll get down and bang your head. I was born to rock and bed. I was born to rock and bed.
I like to get stupid when the music flies. When the beat is pumping, my IQ dies. Sometimes thinking just won't do. When I wanna act like a nut and you know. I get down to a primal level. Ooh, and I get disheveled. Out of place in my face. I kinda like the taste. I kinda like the taste. I won't let it drop. Go to waste. 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 Go to waste.
Go to waste. Keep the party tight. I was born to sing a song. If you're born to dance, sing along. Get down and bang your head. I was born to rock and bed. I was born to rock and bed.
Yeah, yeah.
I was born to rock and bed.
You're born to rock and what?
I said.
I was born to rock and bed.
You're born to rock and what?
I said.
I was born to rock and bed.
You're born to rock and what?
I said.
I was born to rock and bed.